Tell me about stopping that Carolina run. It isn't just Cam Newton. Obviously, Jonathan Stewart's a big part of that.
Yes. I mean, they've got a lot of options they got, you know, in that backfield that we got to prepare for. And also, you know, offensive line is a pretty strong group. So, I mean, just like you said, it's a physicality thing. You got to stop the run. There's really no excuses. And everybody's got to be on point as far as, you know, mentally what they have. You know, the quarterback, the running back, everybody's got to be on the same page. We got to trust Wade Phillips to call the right plays, which we do 100%. And he'll put us in the best position to make those plays.
This Broncos team has personified the word team. It's 53 men plus. Tell me about how it's been so important how you've had guys step up all year.
I mean, it's a great feeling. I've been on teams where that wasn't the case. You lose a guy, everybody's like, oh, my goodness, it's the end of the world, you know. But this team, I mean, just with the people that Elway brought in, you know, the type of guys that we have that, you know, obviously Bill Kohler and all those guys coach up, you know, it's just – it's tremendous. I've never seen it, you know. Just to have a guy be injured and then have a guy come in and play at that same Pro Bowl level, you know, I've never seen it. But it's definitely a big success to us, and it's what's made us so successful down the stretch.
You guys have had a lot of the circus stuff, a lot of the media stuff over the last 48 hours. Tell me about just getting back to practice today.
I mean, you know, it's just life. I mean, there's always going to be distractions, whether, you know, it's here or with your family or whatnot. But at the end of the day, we all know why we're here, you know, and that's the Super Bowl. That's why we got to play that game. So practice is one of the biggest things we're looking forward to as far as meetings. And, you know, that's actually our calm time is getting yelled at, you know, during practice. So that's something we look forward to right now, just because, you know, it's so many distractions. But you gotta block all that out. You know, you only get one shot at this, and that's the most important thing.
A lot of talk about you guys being the underdog. Is this a role that you relish?
I mean, personally, you know, I mean, people talk, and at the end of the day, it all comes down to what you do on that field. And yeah, it certainly, you know, got that chip on your shoulder. Nobody thinks you can do it. I mean, but we've been that way all year. I mean, you know, we got a new head coach, this and that. We never let it bother us, not one bit. If anything, we've actually fed off of that. So I think it's a big boon to us.
Could you talk about your secondary and how key they've been and getting that extra downfield coverage, giving you guys a little more time?
I mean, they've been perfect, to say the least. I mean, I've seen defensive lines that have great rushers, but it doesn't amount to anything if you don't have any, you know, coverage on the receivers. And obviously, we got great rushers here. We got great cornerbacks. And just the way it plays out and the way, you know, the plays that Wade Phillips is calling, I mean, he really calls it to our strengths. So if we got guys that play better man and, you know, they're locking people down. And, I mean, I've never seen it, but, I mean, we play at such a high level on the back end. They do a really great job.
Speaking of great rushers, obviously Von Miller's a big part of that. Could you talk about Von and how important he's been to you guys?
I mean, he's definitely been important. I mean, we all have a part to play, but just a lot of his, you know, obviously his sacks and key situations, his takeaways, I mean, he's definitely impacted every game this year, and you can't say that about a lot of guys. I mean, he's one heck of a player.